Now, Tang breathed a sigh of relief that Rob could finally get it right.
Jekka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 29, Johannesburg 26, Mbombela 23. We begin with a story that's been on South Africans' lips these past weeks. The hundreds of miners believed to be trapped in an abandoned gold mine in Stilfontein, Northwest. Jacaranda FM News has been told about scratches suffered by miners, which could be an indication of the narrow crevices that they have to navigate to exit underground shafts. Masichaba Sifularo was there and reports.
At 10 shaft, a cold mist bellows from what appears to be a disused vent. The witness, who did not want to be named, said the miners who emerged from here are presented with a visibly moist skin that began to crack when they were exposed to the sun. Lawyers for Human Rights Mame Glusibe says the route to the surface that police say is available to miners is brutal.
It means crawling for kilometers in a flooded, narrow tunnel that are treacherous. Those that come out, they've been crawling for days.
With no date set for the next phase of the rescue operation, Sibe has called on government to collaborate with locals to urgently bring the miners up. Masichaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
And the Border Management Authority says it is monitoring the situation on the Mozambican side of the border. This follows reports of protest action affecting the routes between the Risano Garcia border crossing and the Maputo harbour. The protests has led to the partial closure of the road, affecting the movement of trucks. Here's BMA spokesperson Meme Mohotsi.
The BMA officials are able to process pedestrians and small vehicles for movement in and out of Lebombo port of entry.
Then to Johannesburg, one person has been arrested for public violence this morning. This as residents of Westbury and Coronation protested over water outages. City manager Floyd Brenk promised to resolve the issue within 2 days. Here's ward councillor Melissa Davis saying they're skeptic about the timing of these outages.
For over a month now, we don't have a drop of water. This time of the year, October, November, there is no water. So my question is there a leak in the reservoir every October, November?
Yes.
In Coronationville? We don't know. We are as confused as you guys are.
And today was the final day of the matric exams of 2024.
My exams were so very hard and easy at the same time.
It was just a lot and draining going on.
I'm quite happy because, you know, I'm done with high school.
After writing the exams, I feel so much relieved because the examination come with a lot of pressure.
The Minister of Basic Education, Siviwe Gwagube, says 50,000 markers are ready to invigilate the papers and results will be announced in the second week of January. And then moving abroad, Israel told the International Criminal Court today that it will appeal the arrest warrants for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former Defense Minister Yoav Gallant. This now on charges of war crime. Israel also asked the court to suspend the warrants for Netanyahu and Gallant pending the outcome of the appeal. I'm Marlene Fischer. For myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
Traffic dies while we are racing home. Melted lights cover the open road. I'll be making, cause I've been chasing another.